Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and we are kicking off a special series of programs for the next few Wednesdays. We will be meeting the Osage 4-H ambassadors. Today we have with us Ambassador Allie Neisler. Allie, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, 4-H ambassador, it almost sounds intimidating, but I bet it's kind of a cool job. So tell us a little bit about it.
Being a 4-H ambassador is all just about being a leader in your county. I've been lucky enough to be able to do this for the past 2 years, and we have a blast, and we get to do a lot of fun things. You get to go to a lot of leadership conferences, and you get to help the little kids out in our county, and so they have someone to look up to, and we help out a lot with the fairs, which Osage Fair is coming up. It starts Tuesday, July 23rd, and goes all the way through Saturday the 27th, so we're very excited to be helping out with that, and we do a lot of activities there. Friday the July 26th at Osage, we have a pancake and games with the ambassadors at 9. It goes from 9 to 11. It's for the public, so everyone come hang out with us. We're a very fun group. We have a lot of fun, and we love to hang out with the kids in the county and all the people that come out and help support 4-H. So come enjoy pancakes and games with us, get to know us, and just have a blast.
Well, I love pancakes, and all the 4-H folks I've met so far have been pretty awesome. Sounds like a good deal. Have you come up through 4-H all your life?
I started about 8 years ago. I was a clover bud, so I've been through it, been through everything. My parents got me into it. My dad did it when he was in high school, so me and my brother, we started when we were young, and we just kept with it, and I only got 2 years left, so a little bittersweet taking these last couple years in, but I've loved it ever since I started, and it's been the best time of my life.
What was your area that you focused on? Were you livestock or another aspect?
When I was young, so now that I'm older, everything's getting more busy, so right now my main focus is just livestock, goats and cattle and lambs this year. But when I was younger, I did a lot of the indoor projects, quilting. I was really big in the quilting and cooking, woodworking, did a lot of woodworking projects. So I've done pretty much about everything you can think of in 4-H, but right now the main focus is just livestock.
Would you say that being involved in all of that has probably prepped you pretty well for the ambassadorship?
It definitely has. It gives me a little more of a open mind about everything, and I'm pretty knowledgeable when kids want to ask me questions about anything, they can come to me because I've been a part of everything and done everything that you can do in 4-H. So when kids want to ask me questions, I'm happy they can come up and ask me, and I can give them a pretty solid answer.
What other positions have you held in 4-H? Is this your first major role being an ambassador, or have you done other things like this?
I've been an officer for the council, our Osage County Council. This year I'm serving as president, so that's a pretty big honor.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been on the officer team since I started being on the council 4 years ago or so, and I'm a part of the Linden Leaders 4-H Club, so I'm the president. I've been the president for the past couple of years and always been on the officer team there, so I've had plenty of big roles that take on a lot of leadership, but I've enjoyed this one the best, being an ambassador the best. It's a lot of fun.
Is this something that you see yourself carrying forward, applying to a future career or something? Do you think you might stay in this realm, or are there skills that you might carry into a different field?
I definitely think my leadership skills that I've earned from being an ambassador and just 4-H will help me in the long run and everything I want to do. I'm going to ag communications. I'm really big with communications, so I want to go into the agriculture field on that. And it just really helps when you can be able to talk to people and your leadership. It really helps in a lot of ways being a part of this. And definitely a lot of life skills you learn from 4-H that will take on.
I can definitely vouch for that, even just being on the outside of it, meeting people and all. Well, thank you very much for coming in, and, you know, you're here. Do you have any shout-outs you want to make to anyone or anything like that?
I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And tell us one more time the dates on the fair, please.
Osage City Fair in Osage starts Tuesday, July 23rd, and it ends Saturday, July 27th is the sale. So.
All right. Well, thank you very much again for coming in, and good luck with your ambassadorship and those last 2 years.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Franny Eastwood.